Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 26th day of October. Today we're reading Luke 14, 31-35, and Luke 15, 1-15. And we're reading the International Children's Bible. If a king is going to fight against another king, first he will sit down and plan. If the king only has 10,000 men, he will plan to see if he is able to defeat the other king who has 20,000 men. If he cannot defeat the other king, then he will send some men to speak to the other king and ask for peace. In the same way, you must give up everything you have to follow me. If you don't, you cannot be my follower. Salt is a good thing. But if the salt loses its salty taste, then it is worth nothing. You cannot make it salty again. It is no good for the soil or for manure. People throw it away. Let those with ears use them and listen. Many tax collectors and sinners came to listen to Jesus. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began to complain, "Look, this man welcomes sinners and even eats with them." Then Jesus told them this story. Suppose one of you have 100 sheep, but he loses one of them. Then he will leave the other 99. He will leave the other 99 sheep alone and go out and look for the lost sheep. The man will keep on searching for the lost sheep until he finds it. And when he finds it, the man is very happy. He puts it on his shoulders and goes home. He calls to his friends and neighbors and says, "Be happy with me, because I found my lost sheep." In the same way, I tell you, there is much joy in heaven when one sinner changes his heart. There is more joy for that one sinner than there is for 99 good people who don't need to change. Suppose a woman has 10 silver coins, but she loses one of them. She will light a lamp and clean the house. She will look carefully for the coin until she finds it. And when she finds it, she will call her friends and neighbors and say, "Be happy with me, because I have found the coin that I lost." In the same way, there is joy before the angels of God when one sinner changes his heart. Then Jesus said, "A man had two sons. The younger son said to his father, 'Give me my share of the property.' So the father divided the property between his two sons. Then the younger son gathered up all that was his and left. He traveled far away to another country. There he wasted his money in foolish living. He spent everything that he had. Soon after that, the land became very dry and there was no rain. There was not enough food to eat anywhere in the country. The son was hungry and needed money. So he got a job with one of the citizens there. The man sent the son into the fields to feed the pigs. Let's pray that we will have happiness. Dear Jesus, please help us to have happiness today. Help us to have happiness for the rest of the week, the rest of this month, and help us to have happiness for the rest of this year. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.